you know, Pittsburgh was so good that way. The boys were in the locker room and were such a big part of it. And I think they think of the family, the team there as family. And, you know, I hope it'll be the same in Minnesota. And I believe it will be. And it's just, you know, they were fully on board and they're excited to come home to Minnesota too. So it's pretty cool. It's going to be a really fun experience. And, you know, that adds so much to the whole experience of playing in the NHL for me as a dad to have my boys right there with me. And I grew up, my dad was a high school hockey coach, so I grew up in a locker room and don't think there's any better place to have them than at the rink. So I'm excited about that.
Matt, how will you handle this season? Will you have all three guys living with you down here in the Twin Cities, or will you split them up and come back at home, or how you do it?
Yeah, you know, we're going to go through that here now. I guess our main focus has been trying to make the decision and, you know, but it's awfully close to home, which is really nice. And now we just have to, you know, iron out some details. Most likely they'll be with us. I don't want to play if they can't be there. And so most likely they'll just be there with us. We just have to iron out all the details. Obviously we're getting later in August, so some of those decisions have to be made quickly. But Bridget is very good at handling all of that. And so I'll lean on her heavily for all that. But we'll figure that out here probably very shortly.
Hey, Matt, it's Dave Schwartz from Care 11 and Let's Play Hockey Magazine. Wondering what you attribute the ability to play well so late into your career. There's a couple of guys who've been doing it now, but certainly to do it at your age, how are you able to do it? How have you been able to do it?
Well, you know, I think, there's a lot of things that go into it. Obviously, good fortune and, you know, as far as injuries go, that's an important part of it. I think probably for me, I was turned on to nutrition and health in just training at a young age. Jack Blathwick is a good friend that I was introduced to when I was probably in bantams, so, you know, age 14 or 15. And I really kind of caught the bug for training and nutrition through him a long time ago. And I think that has probably served me well. It's something that I've always been interested in, and it's a side of the game that I really enjoy, the training and the studying diets and trying different things. And so that side of it for me has always been something I've really been interested in. And I think that has served me well. I've really made a lot of changes in the last few years to my diet and the nutritional side of things. And I think that's helped a lot. And I think I've adapted my training as I've aged here to kind of, you know, help me in different areas that you don't have to worry about when you're younger. So I think that's probably a big part of it. I do.
Matt, looking at the Wild roster, was there apprehension on your part coming into a situation like this, or did you look at it as an appetizing thing that, you know, you might not just be relegated to playing fourth line and that you could be able to move up and down?
Yeah, well, I think that's probably what I've done the last couple of years in Pittsburgh has been, you know, been on the fourth line, but I'm kind of able to move around the lineup to help wherever you need and based on different scenarios and situations. And I guess that's one thing that comes with playing for a long time. I'm pretty versatile as far as where I can fit in a lineup. And, you know, I'm comfortable playing kind of wherever the coach asked me to. And, you know, I look at that lineup and there's an awful lot of good forwards. And, you know, I said this to somebody earlier that last year I thought that Minnesota was the best team in the West that we faced during the regular season. And I think that they, and I believe that, obviously the playoffs didn't turn out the way that they wanted to, but I have a lot of respect for that group of forwards. And I think it's a really strong group of forwards. And obviously the defense core is as good as there is in the league. So I feel like it's a really good team to be joining. I think they're a very good group, and I look forward to helping. And that's one of those things that as the year goes on, I know the coach can use me in any different number of ways, and I'm comfortable with that. So I look forward to that, yeah.
Matt, what was the toughest calls you had to make today besides Jim?
Well, yeah, there was quite a few. Obviously, Jim was the first one and then the most difficult to, you know, obviously you never want to let down the guy that has done so much for you in your career. And obviously I think Jim knows how much I think of him and how much I feel I owe him for what he's done for me in my career. You know, if he hadn't made the phone call a couple of years ago, I'd be coaching youth hockey right now. So I owe him an awful lot. So that was, you know, the most difficult, and obviously calling Sid and Sully and those are just not easy calls to make, but you know, they're friendships that'll last forever, and it's not easy to make those, but obviously they're all understanding and understanding how it works and you know what went into the decision, and it's just nice to have those conversations, but not easy.
Did you talk to Eric Staal today?
Just through text. We talked a little bit last week, and we spoke through text here quickly. It's obviously been kind of a busy day with everything that's been going on, so I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk to him. But we did talk a little bit ago, and we will talk again soon. But I'm looking forward to getting back on the ice with Eric for sure.
Hey, Matt. Dan Myers here from Wild.com. You were here the first season the Wild went 5 straight playoff bursts. Just in your perspective here now, how have expectations for the franchise kind of changed compared to the last season you were here to now coming in?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a really good thing. The expectations are very high, and I think rightfully so. I think this is a group that has an awful lot of potential and a huge upside, and, you know, that's a big part of why I wanted to come and join it. And it's fun to see when the expectations are high, and I know that within that group the expectations are high, and that's the most important thing is that the group has that same expectations as everyone else. And I think, you know, from the people that I've talked to, it's going to be a really hungry group to win. And I think that, you know, last season probably left a sour taste for a lot of guys as far as wanting to prove that was not the kind of team that they were, the finish they had in the playoffs. So I think that, you know, going into this season, that bodes well as far as that hunger always is such a good element to have on your team, a desire to prove how good you can be. And I'm excited to join that. That's a fun atmosphere to come into, and I think it's a group that understands that they have a lot of potential, and it's there for the taking.
You've played a lot of games in the NHL, but you've never played for Bruce Boudreau. Have you asked around at all as to what it'll be like to play for him?
Yeah, you know, I've heard a lot of really good things about Bruce, and you know, I've always thought a lot of him playing against him. He's obviously a very honest guy and straight shooting kind of guy, and I think as a player that's something that you can really respect, and it's something that you look for in a coach is just honesty. And he's obviously been an extremely successful coach, and I've heard nothing but good things, and I'm really looking forward to playing for him. He's a real hockey guy, and you can see that, and he loves the game, and fun to be around people like that, and looking forward to playing for him. Yeah,
Matt, you got any plans for the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, well, yeah, so we get it on Thursday, August 31st, so we will have it in Moorhead, and actually those we've been ironing out a few details here lately, so we will have the details very shortly out, and we'll have some time for the public in Moorhead. So, yeah, we'll have those soon, but Thursday, August 31st, we will have it. The rest of the details will come out here shortly.